This podcast is a conversation by Julie Benetti and Susan Bobro and is a production of VI Alliance.
Copyright 2020.
And this chart-busting hit, Alone Leave Me, courtesy of New Threads, is available everywhere.
Hi, this is Susan.
And I'm...
And Julie.
And we're here to talk about something that Julie has no idea what I'm going to say. No idea.
Wait, I thought I was psychic.
Well, you know, the psychic part, you've gone beyond psychic. That's the problem. You've gone beyond it, so you don't even go into that superpower. You go into, I throw up something, you jump right into the energy, and you go with it. So you're beyond psychic now. Sorry, you're not going to run around and tap people in the shoulder and say, you da-da-da-da-da. You're not going to do that anymore, because you're beyond it. That's you know, a nice
okay,
little level.
Okay, where are you going?
Okay, well, that's a nice lead-in. So, you know, I started thinking about our podcast and the things that we talk about and where we go, and I've been reading Buckminster Fuller and The Critical Path, and it's a fascinating book for so many reasons, and if you read it, it's a really difficult book to talk about because he's so detailed. So I have to always synopsize it to bring it to something that I can use in my own life. And he talks about we've moved from needing lots of things to advance ourselves as a people and as a planet. And he says that things have moved to the point where less now, we're able to do so much more with less. And that's, I mean, you can even look at it from a computer standpoint, right? I used to, you know, we used to have a supercomputer, right, that, you know, only a country or, like, a government can purchase because we could never afford one. And now here we are. We all walk around with phones in our hands that we have access to every kind of information imaginable. And that's a great example of exactly what he's talking about. He's talking about farming. He talks about using the resources of the planet. He talks about all these, everything that we have that we used to live in scarcity of. Now we have abundance. We have abundance to take care of everybody and everything. And he talks about it, and again, this book was written back in, I think it was in the 80s, 1981, yeah. I think it was published. I don't know how I remember this, because I don't remember these specific little facts, but I get certain ones that come back to me now and then. So this is in the 80s, and it's funny because back in the 80s, he talks about in the future, and I'd have to look back to see if he gives exact timing, but he talks about how things progress, and that's, of course, the critical path, and how one little thing leads to another. It also, is a reflection on the butterfly effect. Mm-hmm. And so... He talks about, in the future, he talks about news, and he talks about it being biased, and he talks about, you know, how do you undo the bias? Well, he goes into artificial intelligence, because when you look at computers, they take the bias. Mm-hmm. And he also, so he talks about, really about the computer age, and how everything we need, we have access to. And he talks about even school and universities, mm-hmm. that they're going to become really defunct because you're not going to need it anymore. Because you can now, so much is available online. You have access to almost anything. Mm-hmm. And even within the universities, some of the big ones, Harvard, MIT, they all have online programs. Mm-hmm. A lot of them are free. Mm-hmm. They give access to free information out there that anybody can access. Mm-hmm. And so it's interesting because when I look at that and I think about what he says and I think about where we are and I think about podcasting, I mean, podcasting's free. I think about a lot of the books that are free and I have a whole idea on that. And I even think about, you know, TV, all publishing is now kind of an old mm-hmm. way. I mean, you can self-publish and movies, all these things are kind of now becoming the old way of looking at things because now you can do your own thing and put up your own movies. Mm. And so where am I going with all this? You're asking me why? I'm thinking the whole way of looking at life is changing completely.
Mm. Hi, this is Julie here with Susan, and I have to ask you, what's one of the favorite books that we've written together? Which one would you say?
My favorite would be Energetic Invocations, because you tricked me into writing it, and it wrote itself, and I just was grateful to be a part of it. I like all the books we've written. We've had so much fun, but that's probably my favorite.
What about you? I agree with you. I love Energetic Invocations, and I love the invocations because they're really powerful, and I love the way it slides into the Endra book. So the Endra scripts is really fun as well. So I agree with you.
Yep. Awesome.
Hey, Susan, the secret's out.
Oh, no.
Well, they can't tell from my accent, but probably from yours. Yeah, we're from Boston. But the really funny thing is, our stuff is all over. We have 4 podcast shows. You can find them on Spotify, and you can find them everywhere you listen to podcasts. And we have lots of books and ebooks on Amazon, and that's worldwide. So do you feel adventuresome?
Sure.
We have access now to things we never had access to before. Even I'm going to go into books. Unless you happen to meet someone, you only had access to some of the books that got published. Mm. And that's how you knew about them. And, you know, I keep thinking, wouldn't it be interesting? And this is just a thought I'm putting out there. If you could have a library of self-published authors, of YouTube, YouTubers that are putting out, you know, their own version of movies that you could actually rent, like you could go to the library and rent.
Oh.
I would love for somebody to come together and say, we're going to set up a way of making all of these resources that the only way authors, the only way, you know, movie goers can you know, movie creators and production and directors can make money is to sell it. Right now, the only way is to sell it, unless you bring in commercials. But right now, like with reading, and I go, of course, to books because it's what we focus on.
Right.
Wouldn't it be amazing to have an opportunity to bring all these self-published authors in a way, and they included their books, sort of like Amazon does, and you get a percentage, and then you have people that pay a subscription price, and you have like a library, and you had the access to look at them, and then you could buy them.
So you're talking about a physical representation of stuff that's online.
Well, a way of, because there's so much.
It's some
brick and mortar, or a brick and mortar. I don't even know what the word is online. Mm. Like a library online, but everything is you have to pay, and I don't have the answer, but it's going to come. That's all going to come because it's moving in that direction. And I even start, and I should go into my notes because, of course, I've been sitting down and, the new teaching, even people are not looking for call. You know, Elon Musk was talking about his artificial intelligence team.
Mm.
He doesn't care what your degree is. He doesn't even care if you have a high school diploma.
Mm.
He's going to provide, you know, like a test, which I've learned about coding. I'm not a coding person. But they don't even care what your degree is. They want you to go in. Here's the situation. If you can code, companies are hiring you, and they'll pay you good money. And I got to tell you, I think that's freaking phenomenal. I think it's awesome. It's really how things should be.
Mm.
And that if people can go and study what they want to study, and there's no limitation of, you know, we're talking about people being student debt, crippling people. And it does. It completely does. And then you got Bernie Sanders coming in saying we're going to get rid of student debt. It's like, guess what? We don't have to have student debt.
Mm.
And it's interesting because I'm reading The Critical Path and he's talking about this, that it gets to a point where if people want to stay home, we'll pay them. And that's not because people are boring and they get to stay home and, you know, watch Jerry Springer. I think, yeah, you do that for a week and then people are like, I want to do what I want to do. And the resources are coming.
Hmm.
This is a coming of age, and it's whether it's the computer and the abundance is people can now move into what they want to do. And I can feel it. I know this to my core. And I'm like, how do we move the idea? And we have podcasts, but you and I have written books. And there's a lot of people out there that have written amazing books. I don't have the resources, I'm going to say it, to go out and buy everybody's book. I'd love to, because I think there's amazing people out there. And I'd love to somehow pull those resources and find a way of creating abundance for everyone who's in that space, because together we can do amazing things.
So you're kind of planting a seed in this conversation, and I have a couple of comments, because you know, in the extensive conversations we've had about what you've read in The Critical Path, and just sharing even just generalities, I mean, there's something, and it's funny, because it's how we started this podcast, because I said, oh, you know, I'm psychic. I you know, what you're going to say. And you're like, oh, you're beyond psychic. Well, that's an interesting comment that follows the thread here, because, first of all, if you have, and we had a little bit of this conversation when Dylan and Justin were in our podcast that we did on simulation and, and energy and probably metaphysics a little bit. It didn't kind of turn into that. But, you know, the concept has taken hold that if all that stuff is now a given and all the resources are instantly available, that frees us up to do other stuff.
It frees everybody up.
Yes, completely. And so if you need, and, you know, I utilize that as a resource. If I need to tap into something, you know, you can do that. I don't utilize, you know, the internet and software and stuff like that to make more work for myself. I utilize it so I can go off and do something else that I want to do. And so that's one thing. And it's funny, because the irony to that is that there's so many movies out there that have projected to us over the past, you know, 50 years that artificial intelligence is going to take us over. Well, the funny thing is, it's actually creating everything as a given. And so if stuff is a given, you can go off and do what you want.
That's what the critical path is saying, that artificial intelligence is exactly what you said, not taking over our jobs.
Right.
It's taking over the monotony of trying to get enough out there. It can provide more than enough. So now we're exactly what you said, free to do more.
And so in that realm of being free to do more, if you really expand with that, you know, what you just presented and planted as a seed. Okay, so it gets really tiring for me. So last night I was going to do more work, and I actually wanted to be entertained. And I have a lot of DVDs I could watch. I could, you know, and I'm flipping around on the regular cable stations, and I couldn't find anything that was entertaining. Everything was fear-based, or criminal actions, or blah, 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 or, you know,
horror shows.
Or
drama.
And poking at your emotions and everything. And so I happened to watch it downstairs, and for some reason we get this station downstairs and I don't get it upstairs. And so The Producers was on. And I've never really, I know what the basis of it is. Mel Brooks, you know, created this amazing, and it was a Broadway play and everything. And it's based on whatever, Producers. And it's funny, and there's song and dance. Nathan Lane is in it, Matthew Broderick. And I didn't know Will Ferrell was in it.
Keep
this
going.
This is important. You always skim over that part. This is important. These are focal points. So these are people that are in it that I wouldn't necessarily see aspects of them coming together and connecting in this. And it was a song and dance production. It was Mel Brooks and his humor and his irony. To have someone like Will Ferrell in there singing and dancing is like, what? I didn't, you know, sure, I've seen him on Saturday Night Live. And the important part about this is, look how these people connected in this kind of obscure, and it was a movie created from his Broadway play, I believe, that's been on forever. And the humor based in it was, you know, it's based on Hitler a little bit too. And it was entertaining. And I thought to myself, I have so many ideas. I have so many, you know, things to, but I don't, you know, sit down, and that's not my forte, to sit down and develop and design music and stuff like that. And but I could. Is it something I do all the time? I'd rather write.
So when you say this, it's funny, when you say this about, you know, what you're sharing about the critical path and what I just said about artificial intelligence and freeing us up to do other things, there's also another whole part that's opened. And you talk about Elon Musk, and, you know, I'm so tired of, like, you know, talking about Donald Trump and Oprah and Elon Musk and Steve Jobs. And mm-hmm. we wouldn't know any of these people if they weren't, you know, there wasn't some media blah, blah, blah about it. Nobody's talking about us. Not that I want to be talked about. But what I'm saying is this element of, I guess you want to say, the critical path opens up the arena for just, and I'm not saying this in a bad way, the average person to connect with the average person, exactly. which often doesn't occur because it's based in something that somebody said in an interview
well,
or whatever
what
on Twitter. And so this connection aspect is so important because when you get out of the distraction of social media and you utilize it to connect with others that you wouldn't, like you said, wouldn't necessarily find ever because you're on the other end of the planet, that's really cool. So The Kabbalion by Three Initiates is a really cool book. You can read it and read it again and keep on getting different information. And yet there's always somewhere else to go with The Kabbalion.
And that's always the question that we have is how do we approach it from a different angle?
We came up with a great answer. We put together a book of trivia on The Kabbalion.
And that is one way that we pushed ourselves into looking at it from a different perspective.
Exactly. And so if you're listening to our podcast and you want to go further into more of the energy, you gotta check this ebook out because it will propel you.
And it's only pennies.
But it's worth so much more because when you get in that space, if you can have something that can take you and send you somewhere else in the energy in a different way, it's priceless.
Touché.
Hi, Julie here. Susan and I appreciate you listening to our podcast. Did you also know we've written lots of ebooks and books together? Check out the link in our bio. Find us both on Amazon author pages.
Susan,
what?
This Kabbalion podcast is great, but it's kind of sort of like we're in a class.
I know.
So how come you learn more if you're in a class and you're kind
well,
of listening
guess,
along?
Well, the only way that you know what you're getting is to be tested. Oh, sometimes the way a question is asked, you might be surprised at what you think the answer is, but then, actually.
Ah, so it has to be a fun test
well,
in the energy.
It has to be a test that makes you think. It's not a rote A equals B equals C, and that's it. You memorize it.
So, any suggestion?
Yeah, actually, I found a book. It's a quiz on the Kabbalion. It's like trivia, but better.
Ooh.
And it's an ebook.
Is it on Amazon?
It's on Amazon, and you could get it for like practically nothing.
I'm going to get it now.
I love it.
That's
a well,
that's huge
opportunity. One of the things that I was with this is that the powers that be, you know, the quote casting couch and all that other garbage is gone. Mm. There is no one person that is going to step in and I'll say, you know, Harvey Weinstein, he set himself up to be used, so we're going to exploit him. He did when he decided who was going to get what part and he was going to do his own thing, blah, blah, blah. And the truth of the matter is that person no longer exists. I remember, you know, you talk about, and I don't listen to him, but I heard about Joe Rogan and his podcast, and I'm not going to talk about it, but you know the one thing that kind of hit me? He owns his podcast. He sits there and he decides he can say whatever he wants, like him or not, whatever. There's no one that's, you know, no, you know, executives that say, which is what you know, talk about Seinfeld. I don't get into the background of all these people that you know, seem to know, but or talk about. But the one thing that I did read is when they wanted to put that one show on, they had to get it past the executives. To be able to talk about that one show about, you know, the contest or whatever. In the situation of Joe Rogan or anyone doing a podcast, you don't have to. You can say whatever you want, it you know, however you want to say it. And there's no, you know, the powers that be, you have to kind of get through anymore. So exactly what you're saying, the average person is able to say whatever they want. You find our podcast, you listen to our stuff, agree, disagree, is irrelevant. If it moves you,
you know, then it comes down to, I guess, if you look at that, what's your own personal definition of success? To me, if it moves you, I was successful. It doesn't matter that you agree with me or disagree with me. Mm-hmm. It made you examine yourself or where you're going or what you thought about something. I was successful.
Yeah, the big think differently.
That's it. And I don't have, and I'm always the first to say, I don't have all the answers. Some answers, for myself, I do have the answers. But they're my answers, and I share everything, as you know. I leave nothing on the table. I wear my heart right on my sleeve, and I put it out there. Mm-hmm. And I think it's an interesting time to really reevaluate who you are, who you want to be, and what your definition of success is. And I saw something with Lizzo, which I don't really know much about all these new and upcoming mm-hmm. stars, but I know one time she was on some show or something. I saw her for 5 minutes. I'm like, oh my God, I love her. Mm. And I don't even know her song, so I can't speak intelligently. But oh, I know how I came across her. Gayle King. I was looking at some of her old interviews. And she asked her, and Lizzo said there's a difference between success and being famous. Mm. And she says success is internal. Famous is what everybody out there sees and defines you as. And I thought, what a great way of saying it. It really is how you define your success. And I think it's time we all do that. We really all do that.
I agree. I agree. And I still think it's hugely important to decide that technology and social media, you know, is kind of the friend you've always been looking for, you know, or the assistant. You know, it's not something to drown in, but it's, you know, the friend that can introduce you to other friends, that can, you know, free you up to get involved in some more interesting and palatable and intense arenas of energy that are
pushes
just waiting
you towards your definition just, of success,
right? That are, you know, intense arenas of energy that are just there waiting for you.
And so one thing with that is that if your definition of success and you move towards it, I have seen so many changes in companies that are out there. I've been doing a lot of reading about they're really focused on a culture. And it's turning around that a lot of companies really want you to succeed because that's their success. And in doing that, working from home, working remotely, all these things that never existed before are rampant out there. And those are the companies that are moving forward, that are really taking the blood and guts of what's out there and moving with it at lightning speed. Conversely, companies that are stuck in the old way of thinking, the old Harvey Weinstein way of thinking, and you're going to do it my way, and I'm going to, are failing. Mm. And I'm not going to go in and start naming them. Some of them you'd probably never hear of, but I'm looking at a lot of companies, and some of the things that I look at in terms of, you know, the best companies to work for, what are they doing? And they're successful. And then some of the companies, you know, and you can look at any job site and they'll give the insights of what people are saying. And even that, if you know, you're looking for a job and you look at these companies, you now can go in and see what people who have worked there. And granted, you got to take everything with a grain of salt. Mm. But the cultures that are thriving, the companies are thriving. And those that don't treat their employees, they have the old mindset of you work for me and you'll do what I say and you're not, they're not even thriving. You can see the things that they've kind of plateaued. And I think it's all lining up for this abundance that's there for everybody. And I think you look at even the, you know, we're talking now, it's funny because looking at companies, a lot of these younger people, they say, I've heard that you want to go out and look at a company, you may be interviewing and the person interviewing you might be younger than you. And what is the thought process? And I look at that and I say, that's freaking awesome. Mm. The younger generation is getting it and they're moving with it. I want to move with them. That's when I talk about keeping up. I'm trying to keep myself up and keeping in with that. And where is that coming from? It's coming from a different, and that doesn't mean, wow, we're already obsolete. It's, we can do more. You got to find your niche that's further beyond than just what your technical skills are. And the critical path talks about that. It talks about artificial intelligence, and it's just a different way of looking at it. And I look out there, and we talk about politics, we talk about education, we talk about even work. It's all changing. The definition's changing. Mm.
And so, you know, the question may be, if you're not looking at things differently, why not?
And what are you missing?
Thank you for listening to this production from EI Alliance. Check out our Amazon authors pages for books and podcasts. Find New Threads music and their latest album on iTunes, Spotify, and newthreads.us.